Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast, its podcast, is for April 22nd, 2023. Why do I doubt? Help thou my unbelief. I was working with this with my students at a retreat recently last month, and we talked about this whole idea of help thou my unbelief. I believe, but help thou my unbelief. It's about a Roman centurion soldier who came to Jesus. He had been listening to him. His daughter was very ill, and he came to him and in essence said, "Will you come and help my daughter?" And Jesus told him that, you know, he could do the work. And the man said, "Yes, I believe that. I believe, but help thou my unbelief." And it is said that Jesus was deeply, deeply moved by this. And I would be too. I would be too. It is all very, very important. It's an interesting thing how we are as human beings. We have difficulty in believing in anything that doesn't apply to our logic and reasoning. So I get questions, and this one is from Linda in Los Angeles. She writes us often. She listens to the podcast often, and I'm grateful, and the Aspire TV programs. She says, "I love what you teach, but I doubt that I could ever really live it. Why?" Linda. And then she put, "Help thou my unbelief," in the little PS column there. I thought that was really cool. Well, there is a reason why we apply a logic and a reasoning to everything we do. What is relevant to you? Let me ask you this. Linda, I ask you this. I ask my audience. What is relevant to you? What is relevant in the sense of how you live your life, what you can do, what you can't do, what is relevant to your capacities as a person? Well, if you begin to see it and look at it, you will begin to see that the only thing that is relative to you is what you can logically and theoretically think through reason. And if that is the case, then you're going to find your living and the needs of your living exceeding your logic and reasoning. There are going to be problems and difficulties that are going to happen in your lifetime, and you're going to wonder where they came from and why they're there and why such great difficulty going along and in your lifetime. You won't really understand why that is occurring, but it is going to occur. And then you're going to think that maybe philosophy is in order. Maybe you're a bad person. Maybe God doesn't like you. You'll come up with all sorts of things. Believe me, you will. And if you do all of that, if you think like that, then you will miss the meaning of your existence and whatever is happening to you in that existence. So you don't really want to go down that road, I wouldn't think, of just thinking, I'm inept. The reason we are the way we are is because we are afraid to discover who and what we are. Like Carrie yesterday, who asked me the question, do I have to dredge up all the shit in my life in order to be in a practice? Few of us want to really see how we have acted. We owe an apology to a lot of people in this lifetime. We owe an apology to the people we thought were our enemies, the people that we made our enemies, things like that. We owe an apology. And this apology is not something that most people would think of as relevant to their own life. That's why I asked you, what part of you is relevant to your life? What part of you is relevant to living? And when you think about it, everything you think, say, and do, every little nuance of our life is relative to our daily living. And it eventually becomes the outcome of our entire lifetime. and in living in such a manner, we create for ourselves a great deal of havoc, of hell in our life. And this hell is there because I put it there in my life. This is the karma of Gregory. And I must understand it, and I must be aware of it. So when you start thinking in terms of your ability to be in an authentic practice, you would have to be willing, totally willing and devoted to the idea of breaking the barriers, the karmic barriers, the personal ones, the habits, the repetitions, endorsing your emotions as the only thing you have for feeling, thinking of them as the impulses that you just generally accept and never question or never hold back from, just the way you live your life in that manner. In living in such a way, in living without regard to the damage we are doing to ourselves, we make our living so very, very useless and unnecessary. Our suffering is all self-imposed. It really is. I blow up my life when I think I want to do things that are not in keeping with the heart, the authentic heart. When I think in terms of living my life in accord with what I want to believe is right and wrong, good and bad, that kind of thing, it's just very, very difficult for people to really understand this because they want to believe that, you know, what they do doesn't matter. So what does it mean, what I do doesn't matter? Why do I think those thoughts? Why do I go down that avenue? What is my craziness? What is involved there? Well, it's really interesting because in that involvement, in that craziness that I do, I miss the meaning of everything, even the difficult and ornery moments of my lifetime have meaning and substance to them. So you say you would love to join me in the practice, but you don't think that you could do it, but you don't state really why. It's probably because you're set in your ways. And being set in your ways makes things very, very ugly. You don't want to be set in your ways. You want to be alive in your life and in the life that is love. And if you do that, if you can do that kind of thing, then you have some sort of meaning that is beyond the repetitions of your desire, your ambition, and your pride. You're going to have to break the way inside you. You're just going to have to do it. And I can't make you do it. I can't inspire you to do it. You have to see the futility of your life the way it is. If a person does not see the futility of their lifetime, they will miss everything that is substantial, everything that is meaningful. You have to be willing to be sick of your sickness, as Lao Tzu says in the Tao. And if you're not sick of it, if you can continue on, Linda, just doing what you're doing and thinking somehow, some way, it's not your fault or whatever you want to believe, whatever is your alibi, then that's the way it's going to be and nothing is going to change. I know it takes a Herculean effort to separate ourselves from our emotions and actually be in that space where there are no emotions that would keep us living in the funk of our beliefs and our attitudes of right and wrong, good and bad. So most of our life is a projection of assumption. That's really what it is. And until I am willing to see how sick that is and how I need to release myself from that, not much is going to happen that is meaningful. Linda, as always, I love your questions and thank you for listening. And you know where to call if you need any help. Not that you would. Thank you. Please forgive me, all of you. Be back on the air next week. Namaste.